I'm from Pakistan, and the question is that is a general type of question. What are your productivity hacks, especially when you are learning something new and complex, when it is very difficult at times to stick with your goals and to keep the momentum? So, how would you explain your time schedule or your productivity hacks to learn better?
Yeah, it's a really good question. Let me start with Brian because he was smiling the most and perhaps has the best ideas first.
I like this question a lot. I think a lot about trying to figure out how to manage time and how to make sure to stay productive on things. One thing I do, which I don't think a lot of people do, but I find it personally very helpful, is something called time tracking, where basically I keep track of how much time I spend on any particular task. So if I'm learning something new, I'll keep track of how much time I'm spending on that. If I'm working on a particular project, I'll keep track of how much time I'm spending on that project. That does a couple of things for me. One, it helps to keep me accountable because I'm keeping track of, how much time I'm spending, wasting, not doing something productive. And I'm also keeping track and really holding myself accountable to how much time I'm spending working on things. And it's also a useful reflective tool. So at the end of the week, I can go back and look at what I spent my time on in the past week and think about if that's really what I wanted to be spending my time on or not. So I think the takeaway there is just access to data about what I am using my time for has been helpful for me personally in thinking about how to make sure I'm productively using that time.
Brian, do you want to paste the URLs of one or two of the software programs that you found useful for that?
Yeah, so the one I personally use is called Toggle. I just pasted the link for that there. It's a web app. It's got mobile and desktop apps as well. But basically, you just click on a button when I say, like, oh, I'm going to check my email now, or I'm going to work on trying to learn how to program in this language right now. And at the end of the week or at the end of the month, it produces some nice reports where you can go back and look at how you were spending your time.
And Musadiq, I would propose that my approach to life, for better or for worse, is a little more organic. I am amazed by Brian's level of organization, as evinced by that software there. But I would say there's two things, at least for me, that tend to help me keep on track. Certainly, when I want to work towards some goal, I try to make sure that I have decided in advance on like at least one thing that I want to accomplish during the day so that I have a well-defined goal, especially if it's a large project that I know I'm not going to finish in the given day. And so I try to decide that, okay, I'm going to fix this bug or I'm going to implement this feature. And in fact, that relates to my second rule of thumb, which I actually learned from one of CS50's former teaching fellows. This was a fellow, some of you might remember him from past shorts of CS50. His name was Tommy McWilliam. And he was extraordinary when it came to writing software because he could be in the middle of an airport waiting to board a flight with his laptop open, implementing some feature or solving some bug. And it always blew my mind just how he would make use of every possible moment of productivity like that. Whereas I, at least when it comes to writing software, generally I need to like clear my desk. I need to get everyone out of the room. I need to have like 8 hours straight so that I can actually focus. And so I've been trying to get better at that and trying to be more like Tommy's approach by saying, all right, I know I can't solve this whole problem today, but you know what? I'm going to have this list of issues in GitHub or in some other tool, and I'm just going to bite off one, maybe two, maybe three, but I try to quantize it step by step so that I at least feel good about making some progress. It's a really good question. Thank you for asking that one.